The Southern Peanut Growers held their annual conference last week in Panama City, Florida, and growers attending were able to take part in a production forum, which involved 10 different researchers from across the Southeast. Those taking part included Chris Balcom and Austin Hagen with Auburn University, Mary Brecky and David Wright with the University of Florida, Wilson Faircloth with USDA's National Peanut Research Lab, and Glenn Harris, Eric Prosco, David Adams, John Beasley, and Bob Kimmerite with the University of Georgia. And Dr. Kimmerite had this message for growers.
Now is a critical time for our peanut producers in the Southeast United States. We've got the crop developing to a point where we've got the pods, we've got the pegs, we've got foliage, we've got closing canopies, we've got hot weather. All of those create the perfect environment for leaf spot diseases and especially for white mold disease. The crop is at an age where it's susceptible, very vulnerable. The hot temperature has woken the white mold monster up, and now we need to be protecting. If you're not using a good fungicide program, you better start quick. If you're not using it, you might already be behind. And if you are in a good fungicide program, you need to be aware the conditions are perfect for white mold to be a problem in peanuts. Leaf spot will also be a problem with the moisture, with the canopy, with the warmth we've got. Leaf spot will be a problem. Bottom line, look at your fields, watch your fields, and stay in a good fungicide program. The diseases, if they're not there now, they're only a few days away if you don't manage them.
And irrigation was another issue discussed as Dr. John Beasley reminds growers to be careful as to how much water to put on those peanuts.
Evapotranspiration rate is high right now. In a week's time, you're going to lose about 2 inches of water. You need to put 2 inches of water on. Some of the peanuts that are real young planted in early to mid-June, they're not quite there yet. Don't back off too much, but they only may need about an inch a week instead of 2 inches of water a week. So don't overwater too early, but if once they start lapping up and those pegs start really filling out, you got to get that inch and a half to 2 inches of water per week.
But he said overall, the information discussed by the panel was important for growers.
Oh, man, it was incredible. It's just the chance to work with these guys, whether within the state of Georgia like I do at the University of Georgia with our colleagues at USDA, with Auburn University, University of Florida. All we're trying to do is work hard to find solutions to these growers' problems. And you heard a little bit of that today in some of the comments they had, ranging from irrigation, tillage, insect, weed, disease management.
As you said in your closing comments, you've got to get out in those fields, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just think about every time Mr. Russell Carr on the radio in Moultrie, Georgia would say, put those footprints in the fields, because that's the only way you're going to know what's going on. And again, you just can't go flying by at 55 miles an hour and say, oh, they look good, because underneath those vines, you may be having insect problems. Diseases may be about to explode on you. Soil may be drying out a little more than you think, especially as hot as it's been recently. And so you just got to get out there and look and make sure that there's not something out there robbing you of yield potential when you just think things look good as you fly by.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.